Book 6, The Book of Fate, Canto 1, The Word of Fate, page 417. And as he sang, the demons wept with joy, foreseeing the end of their long, dreadful task, and the defeat for which they hoped in vain, and glad release from their self-chosen doom, and return into the one from whom they came. He who has conquered the immortal seats came down to men on earth, the man divine. As darts a lightning streak, a glory fell, nearing until the rapt eyes of the sage look out from luminous cloud and strangely limned his face, a beautiful mask of antique joy, appearing in light, descended where arose King Aswapati's palace to the winds in Madra, flowering up in delicate stone. There welcomed him the sage and thoughtful king, at his side a creature beautiful, passionate, wise, aspiring like a sacrificial flame, skyward from its earth seat through luminous air, queen-browed the human mother of Savitri. There for an hour, untouched by the earth's siege, they ceased from common life and care and sat, inclining to the high in rhythmic voice, while in his measured chant the heavenly seer spoke of the toils of men and what the gods strive for on earth, and joy that throbs behind the marvel and the mystery of pain. He sang to them of the lotus heart of love, with all its thousand luminous buds of truth, which quivering sleeps veiled by apparent things. It trembles at each touch, it strives to wake, and one day it shall hear a blissful voice, and in the garden of the spouse shall bloom, when she is seized by her discovered lord. A mighty shuddering coil of ecstasy crept through the deep heart of the universe. Out of her maddest stupor, her mind's dreams, she woke. She looked upon God's unveiled face. Even as he sang and rapture stole through earth time and caught the heavens, came with a call of hooves, as if her swift heart hastening, Savitri, her radiant tread, glimmered across the floor. A happy wonder in her fathomless gaze, changed by the halo of her love she came, her eyes rich with a shining mist of joy, as one who comes from a heavenly embassy, discharging the proud mission of her heart, one carrying the sanction of the gods to her love and its luminous eternity, she stood before her mighty father's throne, and eager for beauty on discovered earth, transformed and new in her heart's miracle light, saw like a rose of marvel worshipping the fire-tinged sweetness of the Son of Heaven. He flung on her his vast immortal look, his inner gaze surrounded her with its light, and raining back knowledge from his immortal lips, he cried to her, "Who is this that comes, the bride, the flame-born, and round her illumined head, pouring their lights, her hymeneal pomps, move flashing about her? From what green glimmer of glades, retreating into dewy silences, or half-seen verge of waters moon-betrayed, bringest thou this glory of enchanted eyes? Earth has gold-hued expanses, shadowy hills, that cowl their dreaming phantom heads in night, and, guarded in a cloistral joy of woods, screen banks sink down to felicity, seized by the curved, incessant, yearning hands and ripple passion of the upgrading stream amid cool lip murmurs of its pure embrace. They lose their souls on beds of trembling reeds.